The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
This volume has been distributed by Rav Yehuda and Chaya Relis, Le'ilui Nishmas, Matasyo Yoinesen Ben Yisrael Leib, Zichroinu Levracha, and his wife, Miriam Chana Bas Yosef Yeshua, Aleha HaShalom. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting zechus for their neshamas.
Yevamis Daf Yud Zayin. As we start the second perek of Maseches Yevamis, we encounter for the next few daf, and Barichus really in different places over the next 35 daf, the maybe fundamental machloikis, which hinges a lot of the dinim of Maseches Yevamis, the most fundamental machloikis, as far as understanding of the relationship of the chalois and the relationship between the Yovam, the Yevamo, and how the relationship between the Yovam and Yevam is culminated in the act of Yibum. This is the machlokes of Yesh Zika and Ein Zika. Gemara tells us in Daf Yud Zayin on the Beis that the Shita of Rav Am Rav Huna Am Rav Shemeis Yovam Shemeis Amutu Bi'imo. A, say as usual, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven died. Shimon is Ashes Reuven is skuka to Shimon. Ashes Reuven is Asura Lashuk, and she is Mukhuyiv to be married, be Yibum to Shimon. She's a Shimeres Yovam. She's waiting for Yibum to be performed by Shimon. The halacha is, if she dies, Mutter Be'imo. The opinion of Rav, says Rav Huna, is that she's Mutter, that he's Mutter Be'imo. Now, do we look at the Yevamo as having an existing relationship with the Yovam? Or do we look at the Yevamo as having only a potential relationship with the Yovam? She has, there is between them a relationship, a din, which means that if he's Baal, even if he's Baal Balkorcha, the Gemara tells us later on the sixth pair, he doesn't have to marry her with conventional Kesef Shtayim Biyah, but if he's Baal B'maisa Yibum, she becomes Ishta L'chol Dover, as the Gemara told us in the first parak. But right now there is no relationship, there's only a potential relationship to be created B'shas Yibum, or we can say that if now there's a din, she's not allowed to get married to anybody else, she has to be married to him. He could be Baal Leo and he could be kind to her Baal Korcho. That means there's already a relationship between the Yovam and the Yevamo. The Gemara refers to that as a machlekes yesh zika and ein zika. The opinion of Rav Huna and Rav is that Shemeres Yovam Shemeza Mutter Be'imo, he is allowed to, Shimon is allowed to marry her, his former sister-in-law who died, is allowed to marry her mother. He has no relationship with this woman, so it's not like a woman that he had a relationship with, you're not allowed to marry her mother, but he had no relationship with this mother, with this woman. The Gemara calls that Kosover Ein Zika, and the Gemara says that Rav Atzmoy, I'm sorry, Rav Yehuda Imer Shemeis Yom Shemeisa Otsur Be'imo. Later on the Gemara tells us in Daf Yud Ches, Daf Yud Tes, that that is the opinion of Shmuel Tzmach, like it's Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel argue whether Yesh Zika or whether Ein Zika. What tells us that everything is not so simple is that there seems to be a discussion in the sugyas later on in the 10th parak, Daf Tzadik Dalet, Daf Tzadik Kei, in the Perek Ha'isha Rabbah, which seem to indicate a machloikis Rav and Shmuel, almost punfaket, almost the opposite of what seems to be the machloikis. Again, the machloikis Rav and Shmuel seems to be that according to Rav, that Shemeres Yovam Shemeso Asuru Be'imo seems to be the halacha that Yesh Zika, there's an existing relationship between the Yovam and the Yevamo. The relationship starts before the Yibum is performed. I'm sorry, Shemeres Yovam Shemeso Mutu Be'imo, Rav holds that Ein Zika, there is no existing relationship before the Yibum. And Shmuel holds Shemeres Yovam Shemeso Asuru Be'imo because he holds Yesh Zika. Later on, the Gemara Daf Tzadik Dal, Daf Tzadik Ein, the 10th parak, has what seems to be a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Shmuel is mistopic, but Rav certainly has an opinion, a conclusive opinion over there. Shemeres Yovam Shezintza. Yevamo is Asura Lashuk, the Torah asks her, Balav Lesia, Shemeres Achutza. She's Asura to get married before the Yibum Chalitza is performed. She's Skuka Liyibum. The halacha is that if she's Mizana, Rav says that that she has a din of a soita. The Gemara says previously, the Gemara says that there's another din. The Gemara says that Rav holds Yavoma is la has a din of an eishes ish. The fact that she's skuka Yavom, that she has to get married to the Yavom, says that Kedushin is not typhus in her. Rav holds Kedushin is not typhus in an eishes ish. Shmuel says that if a, of course, there's a lovely siyesh nemes achutza, if she would accept Kedushin from somebody else, she would need a get. She's not married, she's not a married woman, her husband died, she's potentially oymid to become the wife, she's mechuyev al pi halacha to become the wife of his brother, of the mace's brother, but right now she's not married, Kedushin is toifis. There's a lav, Kedusha lav, chayve lav, Kedushin is toifis. Only chayve krisus is there no tvisis Kedushin. Shmuel holds that she does not have a din of an eishes ish. Rav holds she has a din of an eishes ish. The Gemara says that Rav holds like Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna says the din that we previously mentioned, that a eishes ish, I'm sorry, a yevoma, who's mizana, has a din of an eishes ish, that's mizana. She's now also to the yevom like a woman who is mizana, tachas bailo, she also has a din of a soita. Yevoma, shezinsa, shemeres yevom, shezinsa, the halach is asura liyevom. Now, if we ask ourselves in that context, who holds that the Yovam and the Yavama already have a relationship? It's not just a potential relationship. Who holds that the relationship is already there? L'chayra, if anybody, Rav holds that she's an Eishes Ish, and Shmuel holds, Rav holds there is a relationship, and Shmuel holds there is no relationship. And over here we have Fakert, we have the opposite. Rav is the one who holds that there is no relationship, and the halacha is, if she dies, he's allowed to the Yovam, the potential Yovam, is allowed to marry her mother because he had no relationship with this woman. And Shmuel is the one who holds Asur Bima. So how do we slice it? We could say that maybe the two din were not sois to each other. If we would have just the Rav, just the Shmuel, but to say that they hold opposite of each other is very difficult to digest. If we have to ask ourselves, who holds more that she's an Eishes Ish, that she has an existing relationship with the Yovam, the sugya in the second pack, the sugya of Yeishes Ish and Ein Zika, would indicate that Rav holds that there is no existing relationship. Shmuel holds there's not, there is an existing relationship. There's already a relationship of Ishus that would answer him al imo. And if anything, over there in the 10th pack, on the Tzadik Dal Tzadik Hei, Rav would hold that there is an existing relationship. She's an Eishes Ish. Kedushin's not Toifis. If she's Mizanish, she has din of a Soita. Mamash, a married woman. And Shmuel says, no, she's not a married woman. She's potentially mechuyev to get married. There's a potential relationship. There is no existing relationship between the Yovam and the Yavama. So this is a problem. Hayem is nitin le'omer, and we'll talk about Simitz Hashem in the future, Shere, the Yerushalmi, in the second parak of Soita, says that according to the Manda Omar of Yesh Zika is the only possibility to entertain the dinner of Amnuna. Again, the dinner of Amnuna was that a Shemer Yom Shezinsa Nasa Kesoita, she's Asura Liyom, she has a dinner of an Eishes Ish Shezinsa. That's only Shaykh Lamanda Omar Yesh Zika, which is the way we would understand it. Yesh Zika means there is a relationship. If there's a relationship, maybe you could consider an Eishes Ish. But according to the Manda Omar, Ein Zika, the Yerushalmi says it's not Shaykh to talk about considering her an Eishes Ish. The Yerushalmi seems to put the two, is she not, the way we would understand it. Emir Tzashem will discuss in a future share the Shita of the Yerushalmi, seems to have a different approach to this whole union of Yesh Zika and Ein Zika. Reb Meir Simcha, the Osamech, has in Sefer Osamech a Kuntrus Sholim on the Shita of Yerushalmi in Yesh Zika and Ein Zika. But we'll leave that over for the meanwhile. So how do we understand, how do we slice the Shittas of Rav, Shittas of Shmuel? How do we define, what do they hold? Is there an existing relationship between the Yavam and the Yavama or not? The conventional wisdom says that the Mahalach is like this. To say that there is no existing relationship between the Yavam and the Yavama is hard, because we see the Yavam can be Baal Yavim Toi, Baal Kocha. He does not need to marry her with a regular Kedushin Kesef Steinbier. That means that there is, she's Asura Lashuk, there is already a din, she's mechuyev, it was chal in her, a din to become his wife. Zika can't be chal. We know, the whole first parak is about, the relationship between them can't be chal if there's an Isur Arayis, which means that the din that she's skuka liyibum is a din kilu, she's oymed liyas ishtoy. That's a dover muskim. The question is, what is the nature, what is the basis, what's the shoyrish of this relationship? And here there's a famous chakir. Tosis and Kedushin Dav Dalet, Tosis doesn't actually mention the Svara by us, but Tosis talks about the Kedushin Avdal. In terms of Kinyone issues, Tosis says over there that to prove the nature of Kinyonim, of marrying a woman for the first time, can't be necessarily learnt out of Kinyone Yibum. Tosis says over there, because the issues, the Kinyon that a Yovim performs when he's boiled, his Yivomo, Yivimtoi, is not the same thing, because over there the Kinyon is based on the issues Hameis. The actual issues of the Yovam is not something that's a Yesh Me'ayin. It's not two people that are unrelated. I don't mean unrelated in terms of that they were brother-in-law and sister-in-law. Unrelated in terms of their own marital relationship. We don't look at it as a new Kinyan issues. We look at the Kinyan between the Yovam and the Yovam and the Yovama as a continuation, a Hemshich, that has its basis in the Kinyan issues by issues Hameis. As I state in Tosis and Kedushin Avdal and Amud Beis. So let's ask ourselves as a chakir, if we assume as a given that we have hain in the sugya of Yeshzik and Einzik, hain in the sugya that we mentioned at Tzadik Dalet, as a given, let's assume as a hanocha that there is an existing relationship already between the Yovam and Yevamah. But we could still ask ourselves, we could still clear a chakir, what is the gather of this din? Is the pshat that the Yovam doesn't have his own kinyan in the Yevamah? She's not allowed to get married Lashuk, but he doesn't have his own kinyan until he's actually bald. That's not his kinyan. Why is she Asura Lashuk? What's the nature of her din Lesiyesh Sameis Achutza? That when a Meis dies and he leaves over his wife Liyibum, Meis, who ben Engloy, the pshat is that the issue Sameis doesn't go off Lagami. Of course, we won't say that she's a proper issue. If she's Mizan, she's not Chayib Misa. But there's still somewhat of a shame issues that exists of the issues Hameis, the issues Hameis still exists to a certain degree, and that issues Hameis asks her Lashuk, and it creates the basis of the relationship to be created between the Yavam and the Yavam. That's one way of looking at it. Or we could say no. We could say the fact that he has a din, the Yavam has a schus, and he has a din, al-pitayru, to be bold el bal korcho, he can marry and she's mechuyiv to be nivelistim, to be siyabim, she's asur l'shuk. That means that the Yovam has his own kinyan, like a, let's say, similar to an erisin with a nesuin. It's a relationship of erisin that wasn't consummated. The relationship between the Yovam and Yovam is a relationship of yishus. It wasn't consummated with the ma'isabi. It wasn't consummated with the Yovam bo'al ishtoin liknes lo l'chol dover. But there's a relationship that's there. Again, it's not a full yishus. If she's mizane, so we look at her, she was over in Lav, she's not Mechuyiv Chenek like a regular Eshesish, but the Yovam and the Yovam already have a relationship of their own, because they have a potential relationship which will be consummated when he's Bo'olel. That's the Chakir. Is Ishus, is Zika, everybody holds there is Zika, Hein Rav, Hein Shmo. The question is the Zika a Toitzo, an outgrowth of the relationship of the Eshesam, of the Ishus Hameis, or of the relationship between the Yavam and the Yavam? That's the Chakiru. And now let's explain the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. The Machlokes by us, Rav and Shmuel, is what is the nature of the relationship between the Yavam Kishalatzmi and the Yavam? Does he have a relationship based on his own terms with her? That if she dies, he's not allowed to marry her mother, because it's as if he was previously married, as if she was his Arusa. Imagine a person is koine because of shtar be a woman. He makes her, he doesn't live with her yet. Before Nisun, there was a chuppah. The halach is, if she dies, he's not allowed to marry her mother. She has a din of an ishus. She has a din of his wife. That ishus asks him b'chol krei v'seo. So too, the relationship between the Yavam and Yavam is such, Shmuel holds there's an existing relationship between them. If she dies, he's not allowed to marry her mother. Her sister, of course, he'd be allowed to marry, because her sister, La'achamisa, is muteris. But he would not be allowed to marry her mother. Rav says no. Rav says, ain zika. What does ain zika mean? Ain zika means, ain zika between the Yavam and the Yavam. What's the sugya in that tzadik dal tzadik kei? The other sugya is discussing the opposite approach. The question is over there whether the Ishus Hameis is still in existence or not. Whether we look that she's still, it's the fact that she's not allowed to get married to Lashuk, that she's still somewhat still attached to the Meis, to her dead husband. Is she still considered an Ishus Ish to a certain extent? Or no, he died, she's free of him. here she has a din, a mitzvah, an issue, whatever you want to call it, that she's mechuyev to get married to the yavam, but she doesn't have any more issues on her, issues amaze. That's another machlokes Rav and Shmuel. What is the nature of it? It's not another machlokes, it's two sides of the same chakira. And over there, Rav, who holds by us that there is no existing relationship between the yavam and yavama, over there holds that a yavama has a din of issues amaze. She still has a din of Eishes Hameis. If she's Mizana, there's still somewhat of an Eishes Hish being Mizana. She has din of a Soita. Kiddush is not Toifis in her because there's still Eishes Hameis. According to Shmuel, there's no Kiddush in her. The Kiddush is gone. There's a potential relationship between her and the Yavam, but that relationship does not preclude her being Mekabel Kiddush. She's not Eishes Hish. There's a relationship of Ishu. She's not Eishes Hish. So Mele Kiddush is Toifis in her. For the same price, if she's Mizana, she's over and alive, because she's Oymedes, she's Kuka, Liyovam, but she's not Neshes Ish. There's no issues Ameis still left in her. That, L'chayra, is the Machloikis, Rav and Shmuel. What's interesting is that there's a cryptic Chuvas HaGoinim. There's a set, Chuvas HaGoinim, with these different Mechtovim, Chuvas, from the Goinim. This is a set that was put out about 120 years ago from Kisvei Yodis in Germany and England. And over there, in one of the Tshuvas HaGoinim, the Goinim Atoyla, that in the Machloikis Rav and Shmuel, is totally another Machloikis, which is a Gemara in Daf Mem Aleph. We'll say it over just because it fits into our theme. That Rav and Shmuel both hold that there is some type of relationship. The question is it the issue of Sameis, or is it an independent relationship between the Yavam and Yavam? There's a Gemara over there where Loshen the Gemara is Yevamo Shehutra Venezra Vehutra Imchazul Laterish. What does it mean? Yevamo Shehutra, a woman was Nefelas Liyibum to a Yavam. There was no ever relationship between the two of them. So Mele she was Nefelas Liyibum. Then he was Mekadesh Achoisa, where now he can't be Miyabim her because he already has a relationship. He has a married relationship with her sister, so he can't be Miyabim her. And then it could be he wasn't allowed to marry her because she was kuka, but let's leave that aside. That's part of the sugya of Daf Yud Zayin Yudches. He married his sister. She was b'shas nefila muteres. She became asura as soon as he married her sister. As soon as he married the Yevama's sister, the Yevama became asura to be nisyadim. And then the sister died, and now she's chazur to her state of being a Yevama. Is she chazur l'teirishin or not? State in the Tshuvas HaGoyim that this machloik is Rav and Shmuel, is Rav and Shmuel l'shitosoi of Yesh Zika and Ein Zika. What's the connection? L'fi what we're saying, the Nakuda is like this. B'shas Nefila, as far as the Yovam is concerned, a Yovam has a Zika with the Yavama when he's Roy B'shas Nefila, when his brother died, and he can be Bolel, the point in time that determines whether she's skuka liyibum or not is b'shas nefila. Like we had in the first period. If she's roy liyibum b'shas nefila, so then she has a din of yibum, she has a din chaloy ziko, tzchal, she's mechuyev either to be nisyavim or choletzes. Nisyavim is or choletzes. When he married her sister, nothing was different as far as the issues Hameis is concerned. What creates the relationship What creates the din that a woman is Oymedes Liyibum is the fact that she is the Eishes Hameis. Lamaisa, B'shas Nefila, the Eishes Hameis did not disappear because there was a possibility of Yibum. He wasn't married to her sister. That he married her sister afterwards doesn't take away the fact that the Eishes Hameis still exists in this woman. B'shas Nefila, she stayed Eishes Hameis. Now that the sister died, she goes back to her original status. That's if you hold like Rav, that Ein Zika. Well, how do we explain? What does Ein Zika mean? Ein Zika means that the nature of the Yevama's chiyuv to get married to the Yavam comes from the Eishes Hameis. The fact that the Yavam created some type of maneh, some type of barrier between himself and between his potential yavam, it doesn't take away the chiv that was chal on him inside Eishes Hameis. So melech choizeres la teirishin. Masha'enkin Shmuel, that holds Yesh Zika holds that the nature of Yibum is based on a new potential relationship that's chal between a Yovim and a Yevamah. So the same way, if the Yovim was married to her sister when his brother died, so she's not Nefelos, right? Chamisha Sinoshim Peteres Tzorosim, the Mishnah in the first Perek, if later on he marries her sister, the same thing happens. Right now, he's married to her sister, there cannot be a relationship of Zika between him and his potential Yevamah. That relationship goes up in smoke, it's gone. So now that the sister died, it doesn't come back. If there was no Yibum, if there was no Din Yibum, there's no Din Yevamah on her, doesn't return. If she's an Erva, she doesn't become an Ois Erva when the sister dies. So the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel of Yeshzik and Enzik will also determine whether the barrier between the Yovam and the Yevamah will prevent the Yibum, the state of Yibum, from coming back. That's if you hold that the whole din of Yibum is based on the relationship between the Yovam and the Yevamah. So Memelo, he already broke that relationship by marrying her sister. Married to her sister, he can't have a relationship with her. Or we say no. Yovam and Yevamah, before he's Baal Leah, there's no relationship between them. There's a din that a woman whose husband died without children has left on her the issue of hameis, which then the brother can consummate by being Baalel. But right now there's no relationship between the Yovam and the Yevamah. Even if the Yovam would put a barrier between himself and the Yevamah, it doesn't change the nature of her status as having issues hameis in her. So Mel over there, she would be Chazor Le'atera Harishon. Lamaisa, the whole idea over here is Mufurish and Ramban and Daf Nun Aleph. The Ramban says very clearly, there's a Machlokes Rabbi Gamliel and the Rabbanan over there. We'll talk about it in Yetz Hashem in Perek Rabbi Gamliel. Over there there's a Machlokes if Yesh Get Achaget, Yesh Maimer Achamaimer, we'll mention Bekitzer, even though it's a Musik of the fifth Perek, a rather complicated and cumbersome Musik, but we'll just mention it Bekitzer Nimritz. And this is Midaraisa, we know that the only act which affects the relationship vis-a-vis the Yovam and the Yevamah is only either Chalitza or Yibum or Misa. Only Chalitza or Yibum can either marry her to him or free her from the Zika of the Yovam. Midrabonon, we have what's called Maimar. We'll talk about Tzemitz Hashem in the future share. Maimer is a Chazal and Misakin that a Maisa Kedushin which is performed by the Yovam to the Yovam of his Mekadosh with Kesef, it's Chal Midrabonon, it's as if he marries her. Even though Midaraisa, there's no Kedushin Toifis in her. Discuss that also in Tzemitz Hashem in the future share. There's no relationship between them on regular terms. It's a sister-in-law, she's an Erva. The Torah said Yibum can be performed a Yovam to a Yovam. Chazal also instituted that if a Yovam gives his Yevamah a get, it's as if he freed her from the Zika, even though Midaraisa it's not Chal. Midarabon, we say that thereafter he can't be Miyabim. What's interesting is there's a Machlokes from Gamliel Rabon, Machlokes in the Mishnah, in Yesh Get Achaget. What does that mean? That means a woman was married to Reuven. Reuven left over several brothers. Reuven had Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and so on. Reuven died, unfortunately, B'loi Bonin. Rachel, his wife, becomes Skuka to the three brothers. One of the brothers jumped the gun. Now, what should be? One of the three should be Chalitz or Miyad, preferably be Miyadim, or be Chalitz, the older brother. Instead, one of the brothers jumped the gun and gave a get. What happens? We say that now there is, it's as if that brother divorced the woman, Midirabonon, and now he can't be Miyadim. The question is, there's halacha that if a man divorces a woman, even though there's no marital relationship between them anymore, he's then not allowed to marry any of her kroifim. What happens if a second brother, but now she, it's as if one brother divorced the Yevamah, was megarish her beget. What happens if a second brother gave her a get? Would his get also have him in the rabbonadika status as a get, that then he would not be allowed to marry her sister? Or we say no. The Rabbanon considered that a get was as if she now left the family, she left the Zika, and that's it. Once one brother is Miyama, one brother is Chaylitz, there's no relationship between those three brothers and this woman, their former sister-in-law. Well, we say no. Since there's still a relationship with Daraisa, the get is only with the Rabbanon, so we say that Yesh Get Akha Get. Same is true by Yesh Maim Rachamaim. If one brother married him, the one says if he married her, if one brother married her, second one can't. Or we say no, since Midaraisa, no Yibum was performed. So if one brother was did a Maim, the other brother did a Maim, now both of them would have to give it get. Whatever. A whole sugya in the fifth pair. And the Ramban explains over there that the machloikis, whether we look at each brother as having a separate relationship with the potential Yavamu, or we look at all of them as having together one relationship with the Yavamu, which is the discussion of whether each one's get has significance, or we say, no, if one gave a get, it's as if all of them gave a get, as if the whole bias, all the brothers, the whole family was Megarisha. What is that Toliyah? Says the Ramban's Toliyah Yesh Zikar. Explains the Ramban exactly the point that we just made. The Ramban says that if we say yesh zika means that every brother, potential yavam that could be koyin her bal korcho, every brother that has the ability to be bal leva korcho, there's three brothers, seven brothers, 14 brothers, doesn't make a difference. Each one has a potential relationship of an arus. Each one has a potential relationship of a married woman to him. So if one gives a get, it's as if he divorced his wife, but the other one also has a relationship with her. So each get is meaningful. Each air is, each mimer is meaningful. Masha'enkin, if we say that the relationship between the three brothers, if we say ain zika, then that tells us that the relationship between the three brothers and the Yavam is not based on any relationship that they have. They have a potential relationship. The only din she has is because there's Ishus Hameis left on her. What's shaykh for two brothers to be Megarisha? Or two brothers to be Mekadisha? There's only one relationship, and that's all three of them based on the fact that their dead brother, their deceased brother, still has a relationship with his wife. Is still ki'ilu, partly married to his wife. What shaykh for two of them to do a ma'isa one after another? Ramban says, it's not relevant. If one does a ma'isa, the second one's ma'isa is redundant. Makes no sense. Again, the pratim of that is a complicated sugi in the fifth pair. Just want to point out that the Ramban is going al-darkeinu, is saying the same thing, that it's for sure true that there is an existing relationship between the Yavam and the Yavam. The Shaila is whether it's his own relationship or whether it's based on the issues Habei.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.